Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And Mayor Kelleher, you and I were talking off the air. It's a little toasty outside, but this time of the year, we're kind of battle-tested. We're ready for this warm temperatures.
I think so, but I'm sure looking forward to the lower 90s and upper 80s next week, hopefully.
Yeah, I can handle that. Starts to get over the mid-90s, that's where I get a little grouchy, I guess.
Thank God for air conditioning.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad we live in a time when we have that nice amenity?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, a lot to discuss with last night's North Platte City Council meeting, but first things first, our wonderful volunteers on the City of North Platte Community Redevelopment Authority had a meeting late last week as well.
Yes, they did. They met on the subject of the, what did they meet on?
Did you attend the meeting? I did not, but was it the house? No, it wouldn't have been the housing project, because they had already met on the housing project, right?
Well, darn it, now I got to go look it up.
We'll find it for folks, but yeah, okay. Gosh darn it. I put you on the spot there too, and I watch their meetings typically, but I did not watch last week, so I was able to sneak out on Friday and have a day off for a little while.
Well, good for you having a day off.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
And now you threw me for a loop, and I have to go see what, I just kind of left my mind what the subject of their meeting was here, so...
But
anyway, moving on,
last night's city council meeting, a lot of discussion held on some chamber and development corporation projects, economic development, I guess, would be kind of the theme of last night's meeting.
I think that's true, yes. We had a couple property exchanges go through. The first one was in regard to the Sustainable Beef Project. There are some specific requirements in the redevelopment contract between the CRA and Sustainable Beef that have to occur in order for the land that Sustainable Beef will be built on to be transferred from the city to the CRA and then eventually from the CRA to the owners, which would be Sustainable Beef. And principally, the requirements are that Sustainable Beef has to produce a signed contract with a contractor to build the facility. And the reason that that's a requirement is because at the point there's a signed contract with a builder, we then know that the Sustainable Beef has acquired all the funds necessary to build their project and are ready to proceed. So we didn't want to end up in a scenario where, God forbid, the project didn't occur, but we transferred the land to the ownership to a company who at that point might have not been doing anything.
Sure. Want to avoid that hassle and that mess altogether.
Exactly, exactly. So that's why the contract was written that way. And this step transfers from the City of North Platte ownership to the CRA in preparation for transferring to Sustainable Beef.
So it's still owned by the City of North Platte, but for a reminder for folks, the council or the mayor is not the individuals that do that transaction of property. They approve it, but it has to go through the CRA for official transfer purposes, right?
That's correct, yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
So that received approval last night. The fact that this is on the agenda, too, I would imagine means that the Sustainable Beef crew is getting closer to their fundraising goal.
That's my understanding as well.
Awesome.
So I don't think they would have made this request had they not been reaching the end of their process.
Yeah, this is great. This is great news. So very exciting. That received unanimous approval and very little discussion around it. And I believe the majority of Sustainable Beef-related issues have received pretty much unanimous approval throughout the variety of city government.
Yes, and this one did receive unanimous approval as well.
Now, another conversation held last night had a little bit more conversation on it, and it's been a bit of a controversial topic recently, and that's the proposal for the housing development just north of the city cemetery.
That's correct. And in that case, we're transferring property from City of North Platte ownership to the Chamber DevCo ownership, and as they will be the developer on that housing project. And the goal here is to get started because we've had a potential builder of manufactured homes, I think is the right term. I've lost track now. There's a lot of, but
a lot of verbiage.
There's a lot of verbiage involved, and they have been in discussions with them to get as many as 4 to 6 houses in place along Adam Street here before the end of this calendar year.
How awesome.
Yeah, so
there's cool.
So even before there's necessarily a street going east and west, we could get some houses on those lots that abut the existing Adam Street. So that's the thought process. We'll see if that comes to fruition now. We'll know in the next couple months, but due to the nature of the the nature of the laws that relate to transferring property, there have to be three advertisements now each week over the next 3 weeks, and then there's another 30-day period before the property actually transfers ownership. So it's approaching 60 days from now, not quite 60 days, before the property would actually transfer ownership. And that puts us, as you know, since it's almost August 1st, that puts us into the late September. Any sort of construction activity, of course, we want to get going and have resolved, you know, typically before mid-November in Nebraska.
Absolutely.
And that would give us, you know, somewhere around 2 months or so to sort of get things taken care of on Adams Street as quickly as possible. So that's our—that's the reason for sort of expediting that process.
Discussion on this item was kind of similar to what it's been in the past, too, with this project, I believe, but a little bit lighter last night, not as a lengthy conversation.
That's correct. That's correct. This one has been in the eye of the public for quite some time.
Okay.
And so I don't think there was it was worth sort of rehashing. We have a visitor.
Yes, we do. We have Lori joining
us.
And
she's bearing cookies.
She's bearing It doesn't get much better, does it?
That's right. We have coffee. We have cookies. What more could we
want? It's a good morning. That's for sure.
Welcome, Lori.
Again, we have North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us to recap last night's North Platte City Council meeting. So, Mayor Kelleher, is there anything else on the agenda from last night that you want to bring up, sir?
Well, there was quite a discussion about trash.
Yes. Yeah. That was an interesting turn, wasn't it?
That's right. And the reason is that we've, over the past several years, the city has kind of tried to pick up everything that's in the alleys.
Sure.
And unfortunately, a few people have kind of been, maybe taking advantage of the good nature of the, of the trash people. And in a time where we have less people in the workforce, you know, that's a high turnover area, and due to injuries and just generally hard work, we need to try to make the trash removal process as efficient as possible. And
absolutely.
So I think Lane and the crew have come up with a really good idea, and the thought process is, if you've got a large item or something that doesn't fit in your trash bucket, what you need to do is go down to City Hall, and you can purchase a sticker. And you just, so if you have a couch that you want to get rid of, for example, and you can put the couch out there by the alley or wherever your trash is normally picked up, and you put the sticker on there, and then the city guys know that you've paid that extra trash fee to have that trash removed, and they'll just pick it up as they go by. Or if it's something unusual and they have to send a special truck, then they'll call for the special truck, and it will get picked up during the day. This is a be more efficient process, because what happens now is if someone has a large amount of trash sitting there in the alleyway, then the folks that do the normal pickup have to call into the supervisor and say, hey, we have an enormous amount of trash sitting here. Mm-hmm. We need somebody to come and look at what the extra charge is going to be. And then that resident gets a sort of unexpected extra charge on their next bill of whatever it might be, you know, usually $10 or $20.
Sure.
And they might wonder why. Well, it's because you got rid of a bunch of stuff in your house.
So it's a trash charge.
Right, right. Yeah. And so there was quite a discussion in the council about there are firms that sort of privately remove stuff, and the city doesn't want to compete with them.
Sure.
We want our pricing to be, commensurate with what the public would normally pay. But as we all know, there are a number of people that drive the alleys in North Platte, and they recycle things and pick things up. And so I, Terry and I have done some remodeling recently, and some of the things that were the cabinetry and things that we pulled out of our house, we kind of carried it gingerly out, set it in the alley, and most of it lasted about 3 days, and then it was gone.
Somebody I've had came similar along experiences.
And picked it up, and hopefully it's been reused or put to some other use somewhere. And I think that's a nice, sort of a nice free service that we have here in North Platte, conducted by some people. But if you've got something like a refrigerator where the refrigerant has to be removed before it can be put in a landfill, and that's part of the reason there's a $25 charge on this, is because most of that goes to having the refrigerant removed. And then the city will just handle, we actually subcontract removing the refrigerant to another firm, but the city will handle getting it there so that it's safely removed, and then they destroy the device.
Now, will this change anything in terms of dump passes, Mayor Kelleher? Because I know, for example, I got rid of a couch. It's been several years now, but I got rid of a couch several years ago, and I just went and picked up one of my dump passes and took it out to the transfer station out there. So will this change that process at all?
This does not change a thing about dump passes.
Okay.
Process remains the same. Any residents with city trash service can get 2 free dump passes a year. Mm-hmm. That, this does not change that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
You can also, Councilman, I think Lucas asked the question last night. They said, could I go to City Hall and buy like 5 or 6 stickers if I knew I was going to be remodeling or moving or something, and I had several things? And the answer is absolutely yes. You could go buy 3 or 4 of them if you need to.
As many as you want.
Yeah, and just leave them in a drawer and use them as you need them.
So. Do they have any expiration date or...
They do not.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And will this purchase need to be made at City Hall or at Municipal Light and Water?
Municipal Light and Water, actually.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So that's an interesting development. That's going to be a bit of a change. And does that go into effect immediately, Mayor Kelleher?
It goes into effect on October 1st.
Okay, so we have a little time.
Yeah, we need to get the word out. There'll be notes in the bills. And, of course, I'm talking about it today. And I'll probably make you talk about it again a time or two.
Yeah, we'll mention it, especially when we get closer to October, give folks the reminder. But
exactly. So.
I love, too, the fact that our city administrator right now, our acting city administrator, has that public works background and kind of understands the process and knows how the sausage is made, so to speak. So this is just a matter of making our city government as efficient as possible without putting too much stress on our wonderful city workers.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And, you know, trash is a very important thing in the city. It's something that we don't like to think about. But I always say that, you know, the way to create community engagement is to have the sewage system back up. Well, the trash is very similar to that. If trash isn't appropriately resolved, we'll get a lot of complaints. A lot of people will be very upset. And we sort of expect that every whatever day your trash is picked up, it's all gone when you walk out there the next day. And it's an important thing in the community. It helps. It promotes health. It does all sorts of things to have the trash reasonably removed. So we look forward to getting that done and improving the process.
And our trash crews do an amazing job. I'm always pretty impressed with the great cleanup they do, not only of the dumpster itself, but of the area around it too, you know, especially with some of the yard waste that can sometimes, you know, fall out or blow out. They'll do a great job at picking that up. And I'm always impressed too, because if my yard waste bins are not overflowing, I have a hard time telling that they were even there, because they put them right back in the spot and they go that extra mile.
Yeah, yeah. And the machinery involved is actually fairly sophisticated.
I've watched it before. It's kind of fun to watch when you get the opportunity.
You might need to get out more, Tristan.
I don't live an exciting life, I guess. I'm Mayor Kelleher. Oh, anything else from last night's city council meeting you want to bring up, Mayor Kelleher?
There was one little thing involving the rebuild of Highway 83 or Jeffers Street that's coming next summer. And we did do a little bit of a sale of very small chunks of property from the city to the state, and a little bit of easement granting in exchange for some money, which is largely be done for sprinkler repair. And there's a couple different locations. One is the next to the power substation that's it's on William and Jeffers. It's kind of just north of where the bowling alley is.
Okay.
And then there's also some spaces along where the police and fire and public works building are, and it's really just easements for the remodel of that street that will be coming next summer. We may be starting on some of the water portions of that yet this fall.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of up in the air at the moment, but next summer, Jeffers Street will be rebuilt kind of from about First Street south to Leota.
Awesome, awesome. And speaking of transactions as well, Mayor Kelleher, a quick question for you in terms of the real estate transactions that the city is going to be undergoing in the near future. Where do those funds end up from the transactions of sustainable beef property and the chamber property for the housing project?
They end up back in the general fund.
Okay, so everything with those just end up in the city's general fund for the time being.
That is correct.
Awesome, interesting.
Yes. So now that you asked the question about the CRA and I couldn't bring it to memory, I went and looked here
while
we were chatting.
Cool. You're a great multitasker, Mayor
Kelleher.
Well,
I'm sneaky that way, yes. So the meeting was principally around the DevCo housing redevelopment project. So the project over there on the north side that's building the homes. That's pretty much what their meeting was about. And then there was the adoption of the redevelopment contract between DevCo and the CRA. And that was the principal reason for the meeting. They did a couple other things, but that was the main reason.
It was a pretty quick meeting, too. I think I didn't get to watch the YouTube, but I think it was like maybe 19 minutes or something. So I think it was pretty quick.
I was unable to attend that one, but no one called me to complain about it. So I
no news is good news, right?
Something too crazy out there. So.
Anything else you want to add this morning, Mayor Kelleher?
Well, it's an exciting time to be in North Platte, and like we have talked in many occasions, you know, housing is probably our next great challenge in this community. Mm-hmm. We've got some exciting economic development going after the work of a great many people across our area, And now housing is our next great challenge. And you might recall that the housing study done back in 2018 indicated that we needed somewhere around 500 homes or living units, I should say. And of course, the apartment complexes that are in process of being built and have been built are certainly helping with that number.
It's a great step.
And we're getting close to halfway there with what's been done. But we need a lot more houses. And we're in a time due to what's happening in our nation and the world in general, we're going to have to get really creative to solve this problem.
Yeah.
And I know we can do it, but we're going to have to be comfortable with doing things that we haven't traditionally done for a while.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't have to operate in that mode forever. But you know what? Doing the same thing that you've always done, expecting a different result, really does not work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. So we're going to have to do some things differently. So hold on, North Platte. It could get interesting here the next year or so.
And this is an issue. The housing issue is not just unique to North Platte. This is an issue throughout our state, throughout our nation. And we are making progress in it. It's no way resolved, Mayor Kelleher, but we are making progress.
We are making progress, and we're going to win because we have to. The thing that will stall out many of these great economic development opportunities is if we don't have places for the people that want to come here to live.
Yeah.
I mean, that will absolutely kill some of what we have, the excitement that we have going on. So we have to solve it. So we will solve it.
Yep.
I guarantee you. It's just a little hard to see what it might end up being in the end. And it's going to take efforts on the part of many different people. There's not one single approach that's going to resolve this. We need private developers. We need all sorts of people coming in to try to resolve this issue. And we have to entice them to come from the bigger communities because we just don't have the number of people here to build the number of houses we need in the time frame.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of teamwork, that's for sure. And before we wrap up for the week, Mayor Kelleher, I want to talk a little bit about a groundbreaking ceremony, a ceremonial event that was held yesterday that you were a part of.
That's right. We had a great groundbreaking on a new, excuse me, a new hotel here in town, and it is actually the first one of its kind.
Yeah, very unique.
It's the first one that's being built. It's got 123 rooms, and it's out there, let's see, south of the interstate, a little bit west of the DNN Event Center. It's going to be a great place. It's kind of modeled similar to a lot of the newer motels that are being built, which are very efficient. They're made for people to come in, stay the night, and then, you know, travel on down the road or conduct their business. And there's nothing wrong with them, but they're kind of stripped down models. But they're going to be very nice. I had a couple pictures of the rooms, and it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, very efficient in terms of they understand that these folks aren't going to be at the hotel for more than maybe a quick shower and a good night of sleep, and they can get to their business or enjoy some of our wonderful amenities throughout our community while they're here, too.
That's right, and it's one of the Candlewood motels. And if you ever stayed in a Candlewood Suites, they're very nice.
Yeah, so. Yep. Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks, sir.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, and I'm jealous of the cookies Lori has over there.
Well, so. We might be able to share with you, don't you think, Lori? Just maybe with the mayor?
Oh, no, there's oatmeal cookies here.
It's the mayor's weakness.
That's right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.